Okay, so if you notice, Parshas Vayakel. So good evening, everyone. Parshas Vayakel begins with a discussion of the Mishkan. And actually, really, the first source is source 5, where basically Hashem tells, where Moshe tells the Bnei Yisrael about building the Mishkan. But before he starts, he commands them about the Mishkan, he first tells them about Shabbos, right? He says, this is in source 5, Sheshes yamim te'aseh melacha, uvayom hashvi yelachem kodesh, Shabbos shabbaso la'ashem, kol ha'osa bo melacha yumas. 6 days work should be done. The seventh day, it should be for you holy, Shabbos. Anyone who does work shall die. And then the next pasuk says, Lo svareish b'chol moshe b'osechem b'yom ha'Shabbos. You should not kindle any fires on Shabbos. Okay, so we have this, I'm sure many of us have learned this juxtaposition between the mitzvah of building the Mishkan and the prohibition of doing work on Shabbos. What's the connection? What's the connection between the mitzvah to build the Mishkan and not to do work on Shabbos? That's source 1, right? Rashi says, Sheshes yamim hittim lahem azharas Shabbos, letzivoy melechas ha-Mishkan. That the Torah first began the warning of Shabbos before commanding about the building of the Mishkan. Lomar, to tell you what? Sheino doches the Shabbos. It tells you there's something called Shabbos, there's something called the Mishkan, and the building of the Mishkan, as important as it is not doches Shabbos. It doesn't override Shabbos. Now, what I find interesting is that the Torah, this is not the first time that this is not, just again, those people came in a little bit late. I enjoy if people have comments or questions. When you are not commenting or questions, just please put yourself on mute and then so that there isn't any background noise. But certainly, if you have a comment or question, please feel free to speak up. So the Torah mentions here about the mitzvah of Shabbos, but this is not the only time that the Torah talks about Shabbos. In fact, the Torah speaks about Shabbos at least 4 times throughout Sefer Shemos, right? The first time in Parshas Yisro, right? That's source 2. Shemos Perichof, right? Zohar Shema Shabbos Lekacho, Shesh Shirin Tavon Vesizchom Lachtecha, etc., etc., right? 6 days. We're going to examine this a little bit better in a few minutes. So one time in the context of the Aseres Hadibros, the 10 commandments. Then in Parshas Mishpatim, just one line, one pasuk, that's in source 3. That's Perichav Gimel Pasuk Yudbeis. Sheshes yamim te'aseh ma'asecha uvayom ha'shvi'i tishbo. 6 days you should do your work. On the seventh day you should rest. Leman yanuach shorcha v'chamarcha v'yinafesh ben amascha v'ager. So that you should rest, you and your animals and the stranger. And then we have it a third time in Parshas Kisisa, in last week's Parsha, that right after Hashem commands the building of the Mishkan, this is in source 4, Perek Lamed Aleph, where Hashem says to Moshe, "Vata daber b'nei Yisrael emor ach et shabsosai tishmoru," you should observe my Shabbos, and ki oshi beinu veinechem, it's a sign between me and you, l'dorosechem, for generations, etc., etc. Then v'shamu b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos lasos. So as you know, that is the introduction, that's the introduction for some for Kiddush, and Zohar Shema Shabbos is the introduction for others. And then we have our Parsha, Vayakel. So we have it 4 times. Yisro, Mishpatim, we have Kisisa, and Vayakel. Now, just to categorize them, twice then, Shabbos is recorded not in the context of the Mishkan, okay? Shabbos is not recorded in the context of the Mishkan twice. In other words, the first 2 have nothing to do with the Mishkan. And in Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Vayakel, so there Shabbos is recorded in the context of the building of the Mishkan, okay? Why is that relevant? So if you notice, why do we celebrate Shabbos anyway? What's the purpose? Why, if I were to ask you, feel free to call out, why do we celebrate Shabbos?
To
What does Shabbos celebrate? Not all at once. What does Shabbos celebrate?
Everything was finished,
right? The creation of the world. On the one hand, I'm sorry?
And God rested.
In other words, Shabbos seems to be a holiday which celebrates God creating the world, and he refrained from creation on the seventh day. In other words, it seems that it is a holiday for all of humanity. I don't know if you ever thought about that question. In other words, is Shabbos a holiday for humanity, or is Shabbos a holiday for the Jew? Now, some of you are familiar with the Gemara in Sor 6. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, which states, Amar Reish Lakish, Nachri Sheshavas Chayav Misa, that a non-Jew who observes Shabbos, he's liable for the death penalty, meaning that a non-Jew should not observe Shabbos, which seems very strange. Why does it seem strange on the surface? Because whereas Yom Tov is a holiday which is for us, right? Yom Tov celebrates what God did for us. Pesach, he took us out of Egypt. Shavuos, he gave us the Torah. Sukkos, he protected us in the desert. Shabbos is what God did for humanity. So it's a little strange, in a sense, that the non-Jew doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. He's not obligated in Shabbos, but he shouldn't even celebrate Shabbos. So it's interesting that the reason, it seems, for the observance of Shabbos relates to all of humanity, that Hashem created the entire world, and yet a non-Jew doesn't observe Shabbos. And that's sort of...
Don't we say in Mincha on Shabbos, Lon Satos on Shabbos?
Right.
Jews?
Right. Okay. I. That's a good. Okay. So I'm. That strengthens the question. I would say that strengthens the question. Why is it only a Jewish holiday if it celebrates what God did for all of mankind?
Shabbos is a little not intuitive because the months, you can look at the moon and you say, all right, we're back to the same place. The year, you can look at the sun and we're back to the same place.
Right.
There's nothing about Shabbos that why would we pick 7 days? You think this guy's going to pick 10 days or 15
okay.
days? There's nothing.
Right. It seems somewhat random. Right.
Yeah, it seems somewhat random. The only reason they do it is because it says it in the Torah, apparently.
Okay, right. There's something about Shabbos, which is it's a cycle of seven. There's probably what to talk about with that. So that's true. So
in history, at some point, they tried a 10-day week, and it was
it didn't work. Okay. Right. So again, there's something about there's sevens in the Torah, which is another topic, not for now. But what I want to focus is the following. I want to focus on the following. It's true that on the one hand, Shabbos is a holiday which celebrates God creating the world, and that's really how Shabbos is described in some sense in the first source, when Hashem gave us the Torah in Parshas Yisro, and then maybe the second source we'll see, but the third and fourth sources do not mention about Shabbos is a time where Hashem created the world and refrained from creation. In the Aseres Hadibros, let's focus now on the language. I'm sorry, Baruch, what do you want to say?
In the second Aseres Hadibros, it seems to be about Mitzrayim.
Correct. That's a good, but we have to talk about that. That's not the focus here. I want to focus here on Sefer Shemos, but that's a good point as well. I want to focus on the four sources, at least in Sefer Shemos. Okay, and we have to think about the Devarim, how it fits in after we finish that point. But that's a point unto itself, comparing the description in Yisro and the Aseres Hadibros in Sefer Devarim. So, but let's just try to focus on the language here. In the Aseres Hadibros, what does the Torah say? Kisheshes yamim, aso Hashem, es Hashemayim v'asoretz. 6 days. God created the heaven and the earth. We observe Shabbos to remember what God did. That is explicit. That is explicit in Parshas Yisro. Additionally, in both Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says what? We work. 6 days, Sheshes Yomim, Taseh Melachtecha. Sheshes Yomim, Taseh Masecha. 6 days you do work. 6 days you do what you're doing, whatever your actions. And on the seventh day we're commanded, lo tasta komalacha, don't do work. Okay? Or in Parshas Mishpatim, it says tishbos. Okay?
Certainly the one in Mishpatim seems to not only make it for everyone, but even for everything.
Right? For everything. Correct. Correct. Right. Your whole household. Your whole household. Right. It's the broader concept. That's an interesting point. It doesn't fit into the whole shir, but I think that's more of like a broader, it's not just you, but the broader concept. Okay? So the focus I want to say here, that I'm trying to point out here, 6 days you do work, 7th day you don't do work. That's not the language in Kisisa and Vayakel. If you look at the language in, let's say, Parak Lamed Al Pasuk Tezvav, it doesn't say 6 days you should do work. Maybe I'm picking on this, but I think there's a point to this. In Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Tezvav, Sheshes Yomim Ye'aseh Melacha. 6 days work shall be done. Uv'yom Hashvi Shabbos Shemason LaHashem, and the 7th day is a Shabbos. And also, it's the same language in Parshas Vayakel, in this coming up week's Parsha. Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Beis, Sheshes Yomim Te'aseh Melacha. 6 days work shall be done. In other words, it's not about 6 days is work, the 7th day is holy, and also it's a Shabbos for God. Shabbos Shabbason Kodesh LaHashem. That language, Shabbos Shabbason LaHashem, you don't find that in Yisro and Mishpatim. You only find that in Kisisa and Vayakel. It's a Shabbos for God. Also, we find the punishment in Vayakel Bakute. Mechaleha Mos Yumas. Right? Anyone who does work will die. The focus in Vayakel and Pekudei is not what we do. 6 days are days of work, but the 7th day is for God and it's holy. There's no, and let me be very clear about this. In Parshas Yisro and Mishpatim, there's no inherent Kedusha. There's no inherent sanctity about Shabbos. There's no inherent kedusha about Shabbos. It just says Zochor Yom Shabbos Lekacho. We have to make Shabbos holy. But in Vayakel and Kisisa, we are told that the day is inherently holy, and because of that, if you do work, then you will die. Mechaleha Mos Yumas. There's no mention of Chilul Shabbos in Parshas Yisro and Mishpatim. So I just want to point out those differences. Again, let me repeat that. In Yisro and Mishpatim, the focus is on what we do. There's no objective holiness in Shabbos. We do work on Shabbos. We do work 6 days. We don't do work on Shabbos. In Kisisa and Vayakel, there's an inherent sanctity. 6 days work is done. The 7th day, it's holy. It's inherently holy. It's for God. And if you profane it, because it's inherently holy, if you profane it, then you're going to die. So, but the question is, what does that have to do with the building of the Mishkan? It seems to me that two themes of Shabbos exist. On the one hand, we must observe the Shabbos by mimicking God and not doing malacha on Shabbos to thank God for creating humanity and the world as a home for humanity. However, not only, and that is what? Yisro and Mishpatim. Not only, though, does God build a home for mankind for 6 days every week, but Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, build a home for God 6 days a week. V'yasuli mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. That we have a responsibility to build the Mishkan. We have a responsibility to build the Mikdash. But on the 7th day, we don't need to build a home because God comes to us and the entire world is a Mishkan. For 6 days a week, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, build a Mishkan. But on the 7th day, there is a unique gift of sanctity that God gives to us. He gives us himself, as it were. It's inherently a uniquely spiritual day for the Jewish people. That's why in Kisisa and Vayakel, it says, Kodesh Yeh Lochem Shabbos Shabbason LaShem. And that's why Mechaleleha Mos Yumas. If someone profanes the day, then he will die. Not necessarily because he's not mimicking God, but because he's wasting this wonderful opportunity of Kedusha, of sanctity, that God has given us. For 6 days, we need to build a Mishkan to bring the Shechina, God's divine presence, to the world. But on the seventh day, the world becomes a Mishkan. The world becomes a dwelling place for the Shechina. And the world becomes what Chazal, what our sages refer to as, Me'ein Olam Haba, a taste of the world to come. According to Parshas Yisro, we as Jews are required to sanctify the Shabbos. But it's not necessarily inherently sanctified. However, by the time we reach Parshios Kisisa and Vayakel, we are told that no matter what we do, there is something intangible in the air, and that something is the Hashra Sashchida, a greater sensitivity to the divine presence in our midst. And now, if we agree with Rashi's position, remember there's a famous debate between Rashi and the Ramban. What's that debate? About the building of the Mishkan, right? According to the Ramban, Yesh Mukta Mulcha B'Torah, the events of the Torah are recorded in their chronological order. So God commanded us to build the Mishkan, and then we sinned with the golden calf, and then we built the Mishkan. But my theory works better with Rashi. So Rashi disagrees. And Rashi is of the opinion that that's not what happened. Ein muktam mucha b'Torah, that sometimes the events of the Torah are recorded not in their chronological order. And in this case, what happened? We first sinned with the golden calf, and then God commanded us to build the Mishkan. So now if we agree with Rashi's position that the mitzvah, the commandment to build the Mishkan, was in response to the sin of the golden calf, then I think we could argue that before the sin of the golden calf, the Bnei Yisrael did not need to build a Mishkan for God. Why? Because after Matan Torah, after the giving of the Torah, we had been purified. We had reached such a high spiritual level. We had reached such a high spiritual level that God was already such a part of our lives on a daily basis. But after Bnei Yisrael sin, we need to build the Mishkan. After Bnei Yisrael sin, we need to build the Mishkan to bring God back into our lives, but only for 6 days a week. On Shabbos, Kodesh Ilochem, Shabbos, Shabbason LaHashem. Hello?
Yeah, according to the Ramban, there wouldn't have been a Mishkan, right? In other words, they would have gone right into Eretz Yisrael.
No, not true. According to the Ramban, there would have been a Mishkan. There would have been, no, they still command them to build the Mishkan for however long they would have it until God would tell them to build a central place. According to Rashi, had they not sinned with the golden calf, there would be no need for a Mishkan in the desert. There would always need to be some kind of Mishkan or Mikdash. After all, in the Shira that we say every day, Az Yashir, we say, Mikdash Hashem Konu Yadecha, that Hashem always planned on us having a Mikdash, a central, base where we would serve God. The only debate between Rashi and the Ramban is that Ramban said, even before the sin of the golden calf, God commanded us to build the Mishkan. You know, had we stayed in the desert only a month or two, then, when we got to Eretz Yisrael, at some point Hashem would have commanded us to build the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. Until then, we would have had the Mishkan. According to Rashi, there had been no need for the Mishkan in the desert had we not sinned with the golden calf. So now, according to Rashi,
according to the way it reads in B'Shalach, in the Shira, it says to the Emo Vesita Emo Bahana Profeta, come to Eretz Yisrael,
Machon
the Shiftecha Baal Tashem. Then it seems to be, and then build the base, then build the Machon, a Mishkan.
Right.
According to the way it says it in, according to the, in the Shalach, it seems to say, come to Eretz Yisrael, and then build the Mishkan.
Right, so it seemed that way, right. In other words, maybe that after the experience at Sinai, so that maybe the people so yearned to still connect with God, so God said, okay, build the Mishkan, so my Shechina somehow will continue at least to be present even before we get to Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rabbi. In any case, so essentially, According to Rashi, basically, after we sinned, we needed to connect to God again. So what do? We build a Mishkan for 6 days a week, but Hashem gives us of himself on the seventh day, even without the Mishkan. And Moshe, of course, is very happy with this. He is so happy with this gift that you know what he does? He responds in kind. In Parshas Kisisa, in source four, in Parshas Kisisa, Hashem tells Moshe about Shabbos, and in Parshas Vayakel, source 5, Moshe transmits this information to Bnei Israel, but he adds one thing. What does he add? He adds, Lo Sevaru Esh, B'chomo Shvosecha B'yom HaShabbos. We must not kindle any fires in our dwellings on Shabbos. Now there's a debate in the Talmud, in the Gemara, as to why the Torah specifies the prohibition of Havara. There are 39 malachos. There are 39 prohibited categories of forbidden work on Shabbos. But the Torah specifies one of them, which is what? You shouldn't kindle a fire on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, why does the Torah specify this one malacha of lo sevaru esh? Is it lelav yatzas to tell us that the prohibition of kindling a flame is only you only get malchus, you only get lashed for it, but it's not a capital crime? Or is it lechalek yatzas? Does it teach you something about all the malachos that if you violate multiple malachos, you get punished for each category of malacha? But I want to focus on the Mechilta. The Mechilta in Source 7 tells us that there's another opinion as to why we specify when Moshe said, Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvosechem b'yom ha-Shabbos. And he cites one of the students of Rabbi Yishmael. He said the following, why do we say Lo Sevaru Esh? He says, Sreifa Bichlal Haisa V'yatsa L'Lamed, that the burning, it was part of, the prohibition to burn is part of all of the categories of Malacha, and it was excluded to teach you something. Ma Sreifa Miyuchede Shehi Achas V'misos Beisted, Ve'no Docha Es HaShabbos, Av Kol Shar Misos Beisted Lo Yitchu Es HaShabbos. The Mechilta explains that the courts cannot sentence anyone to death through burning on Shabbos, and we extrapolate from this prohibition that a court cannot exact any punishment on Shabbos. And the question is, why not? Why can't you have any punishments on Shabbos? And the Baal HaTurim beautifully explains on Source 8. Lo Sevaru Esh, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Or Shali, my fire, Peru Shel Gehenna, the fire of the netherworld, Shoves Bishvilchem, ceases on Shabbos for you. Gam Or Shelachem Yehei Shoves. So too, your fire should also cease on Shabbos. After the sin of the golden calf, God tells us that he still loves us. God tells us that he still wants to give of himself to us on Shabbos. God will not exact punishment upon us on Shabbos. So Moshe tells us, therefore, we shouldn't punish others on Shabbos. This is a day of unity. This is a day of experiencing the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a community. And perhaps specifically now, when we unfortunately, for this Shabbos, we cannot be in shul together as a community. I think the message of this year, I think is evident that sometimes, 6 days we build the Mishkan. 6 days we're building, we're working with the shul. And sometimes though, unfortunately, when we can't be in the shul, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, there's a special avira, special essence on Shabbos. And we just have to tap into that. And hopefully we could all tap into that and feel connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when we are, not together as a community, but we are together as a community in our own homes and celebrating this Shabbos.
It's an interesting process.
Yeah.